Today, we're discussing the paper Anticipatory Planning for Multimodal AI Agents. The paper sits at the intersection of anticipatory planning, where agents predict future observations to guide action, and multimodal systems that combine vision, language, and action. I'll moderate, Jamie will explain the method and evidence, and Mark will focus on deployment implications and practical constraints.
At a high level, anticipatory planning means the agent generates predictions about future sensory inputs and uses those predictions inside its planning loop to choose actions. The authors frame inputs as multimodal observations, for example, images and text, and outputs as both predicted future observations and planned action sequences. Their claimed novelty is integrating anticipatory predictions directly into a multimodal planning pipeline rather than treating perception and planning as separate stages.
From a practitioner's perspective, that framing suggests applications like mobile robots, interactive assistants, or AR systems where anticipating outcomes matters. The paper's approach will raise operational questions around compute and latency for real-time anticipation, plus data alignment across modalities for robust predictions. We should also watch for how the method handles noisy sensors and distribution shift in real-world settings.
Good. That sets expectations for the technical deep dive, and the practical discussion will follow. Jamie will walk us through the method and the evidence in the next segment. And Mark will then discuss realistic use cases and deployment trade-offs. Let's move into the technical analysis with Jamie.
Anticipatory planning here means the agent explicitly predicts future sensory inputs and uses those predictions inside its decision loop to choose actions. The paper frames inputs as multimodal observations, for example, images and text, and outputs as predicted future observations plus candidate action sequences. The key novelty is treating prediction as an internal planning signal rather than a separate perception stage.
So in short, the approach fuses multimodal perception with forward prediction to inform planning decisions, rather than chaining perception then planning. That tight integration is what the authors highlight as their contribution. Mark, I'll hand this over to you to talk about practical applications and constraints.
From a deployment standpoint, this kind of anticipatory capability maps to systems that must act under uncertainty, like mobile robots, AR assistants, or interactive agents that preempt user needs. The practical value comes when accurate short-term predictions reduce costly trial and error or human intervention, but real-world use will depend on latency, compute budget, and sensor reliability.
Technically, the system needs a learned predictive model that maps the current multimodal context to plausible future observations and action proposals. Those predictions can then be scored or simulated inside a planner to choose actions. The challenge is aligning modalities so the predictive signals are meaningful for downstream planning.
Operationally, we should expect trade-offs. More accurate anticipatory models usually mean higher compute or longer planning horizons, which affects responsiveness. Data alignment across cameras, text inputs, and action logs is also a non-trivial engineering task, and robustness to noisy sensors or distribution shift is a major practical risk.
Good points. Let's focus on evidence next. Jamie, what should listeners look for in the paper's experiments to judge these claims? Please highlight what kinds of evaluation matter without us assuming specifics.
When reading the paper, check which task types they evaluate. Are tests closed-loop control tasks, simulation, or offline benchmarks? Look for comparisons to reasonable baselines, metrics that capture both prediction quality and task success, and whether they include ablations or qualitative examples. Also verify if they assess generalization and robustness rather than only in-distribution performance.
From the engineer's angle, also look for runtime measurements, inference latency, memory and compute footprints, and whether evaluations include real-time or simulated deployments. Check whether training data are synthetic or collected from real systems, and whether safety or failure modes are documented. Those details determine whether a team can realistically integrate this method.
Another technical limitation to watch for is compounding prediction error over longer horizons, which can mislead the planner. Multimodal alignment issues and the cost of labeling or curating multimodal datasets are additional constraints. readers should look for any proposed mitigation, such as uncertainty-aware predictions or receding horizon strategies, and whether those are evaluated.
Finally, teams evaluating the work should ask concrete follow-ups: how the model performs under sensor dropout, what the failure cases look like, and how easy it is to transfer the approach to new modalities or environments. Also confirm whether the paper provides ablations that isolate the value of anticipatory components versus stronger perception or planning baselines. Those answers guide realistic next steps for deployment.
To summarize this segment, the paper proposes integrating multimodal future predictions into the planner, which could reduce trial and error but requires careful evaluation of latency, robustness, and dataset realism. Listeners should read the experiments section for task types, baselines, metrics, runtime numbers, and any ablation studies. I'll hand us off to the next segment for deployment recommendations and final takeaways.
Practical takeaways. This anticipatory approach is most useful where short-term predictions can reduce physical trial and error, such as mobile robots, AR assistants, and interactive systems that preempt user needs. Key risks include latency and compute costs for real-time use, compounding prediction errors over longer horizons, and brittleness under sensor noise or domain shift. For teams evaluating this work, run small-scale online tests, include ablation studies that isolate the anticipatory component, and measure runtime and failure modes.
For researchers, prioritize experiments that quantify how much anticipatory signals improve task success versus stronger perception or planning baselines, and evaluate uncertainty-aware or receding horizon strategies to limit compounding error. Use closed-loop control or real-time simulation alongside prediction metrics, and include generalization and robustness tests rather than only in-distribution results. Make sure to report runtime, memory, and compute so practitioners can judge deployment feasibility.
In short, the paper presents a promising integration of multimodal future prediction into planning, but readers should scrutinize latency, robustness, dataset realism, and ablation evidence for the anticipatory component. To finish, a quick reminder. The podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.